This is Twit.
Hey, have neither of you bought the Pixel Buds yet, right?
Oh, I sent
just
my back.
Canceled them. Oh, I canceled them.
I have to turn. Yeah. I have to return mine. Mine stopped working. Why'd you send yours back, Stacey?
Because they were the most uncomfortable things ever. God, it felt like spiders clawing at my ears.
Yeah, you know, the sound quality was good, although Sam Mashkovich had a pretty good piece in Ars Technica in which he said it. He has a broader musical taste, I guess, than I do, but he listens to older music. It doesn't sound as good. It's tuned for modern pop music. I didn't know, but there's a lot of sound shaping going on in the Pixel Buds. But I thought they sounded very good, the music I was listening to. I kind of like the idea of it being in your ear. But then it just basically, they stopped working and I can't repair them. I can't pair them to anything. So now I have to call them and get a new one?
Did you unpair them or?
Well, yeah, because it wasn't.
You unpair them first.
It wasn't working, so I forgot them on my Pixel phone. And then I never could repair them. So the whole thing is, I mean, and they've had such trouble with the Pixel phone. I mean, I think it's okay now. They put out an update that let me saturate the color more and there's no burn-in on mine. But still, what's going on, Google?
Can we talk about that momentarily? Because I have my own issue, which is
you have the smaller.
You
Pixel.
Have the little one.
I have the smaller. I have the little Pixel. The Pixel Mini.
The Wii Pixel.
So I called them because you know I was kind of sick of having my NFC radio turned off. So I was like, "Hey, my phone is clicking? Is there something you guys could do?" And they're like, "Well, we have an update that addresses that,
but it's not out yet."
Okay, so he tells me it's out. We've started pushing it. And I was like, great. Could you push it down to me super fast? You know?
Now?
Now? Yes, because I didn't have it. And he's like, well, it'll be out to you in a few weeks. And I am not on a carrier. They are not Apple having to stagger their release times. You know, it's not like he's got 50 million of these out in the wild.
You're on Google Fi?
No, I'm on Verizon, but it's an unlocked phone. So my carrier doesn't
push anything.
Right.
Right.
So what this tells me is Google can't do an update, an over-the-air update to us.
What this tells me is Google can't do hardware.
God, yeah, it does. It's so frustrating.
It's very disappointing. I mean, here they are. They're really kind of making a push to compete with Apple. And in some respects, they do. The camera's great, right, Stacey? You love your camera?
The camera's, yeah, it's great.
But in other respects, they just, I mean, this is not as good a screen and as either the Samsung Notes or S8s or the Apple iPhone 10. It's just not a very good screen. And then it's got buzzing and clicking on the Pixel 2. It's got a burn-in issue on the XL. And the Pixel Buds, why did you return yours, Jeff? You didn't return them. You just canceled them.
Well, I just canceled them just today. I remember the show coming up. Oh, better cancel them before it's too late. I just read the reviews too often. The pairing is what killed it for me.
Yeah, well,
I want to be able to operate among three devices seamlessly, and you got to unpair and repair, and you got to put them back in the case to do so. Oh, forget it.
Plus, the translation is dopey. It works much better just using it, as always, on the phone. Because the real problem is the translation that's being made is you hear it, but the person who talked to you in the other language doesn't hear it, so can't correct it. And since it does make mistakes, it's really better to do it on the phone where both sides can hear the translation and say, no, that's a mistake. What I meant to say was, you need to be able to do that.
It's a gimmicky thing because they said, okay, we can put an assistant on the buds. Oh, what can we do with it? Oh,
it's gimmicky.
I don't know, translate.
Yeah, it's gimmicky.
Yeah, we'll translate. Yeah.
So actually, I think one of our chatters has it right. Which is, where is it? I want to give you a quote. Basically, Google's not a hardware manufacturer.
Well, Leo,
it's
what you just said.
It's an information company.
It's an information company. That's the quote.
Or what you just said, Google is in fact like Apple in the sense that it's no longer wowing us.
Well, didn't they?
Yeah, but Apple has wowed us with the iPhone 10. Apple is not 100% consistent, but they know how to manufacture. And the AirPods do exactly what the Pixel Buds don't. And if it would behoove you, if you take the headphone jack out of a phone to provide a good wireless alternative, or you've really just screwed your users.
And if you want wired ones, there are very few good USB-C wired headphones.
Right. Oh, are there any?
There are five.
But they give you an adapter, so you could use any.
Oh, my adapter stopped working, so I'm getting a new dongle. I'm getting a new dongle. How awful.
And how quickly are you going to lose the adapter? It's just,
well,
or did you buy five of them? Or
But yeah, it is really frustrating to take something out that worked.
Reason the size of this phone. Why? I'm sorry, Stacey.
No, I was going to say, and it's my fault for buying, you know, the Pixel phone, but I really like being on stock Android. And
yep.
Google, my God, I'm your most loyal customer here. I mean, these are the people who are like, we love you, Google. We love Android. Why must you screw us over?
We had the marketing director from OnePlus on All About Android last night. Yesterday, the OnePlus 5T came out. And this might be the phone. You know, I'm not going to get it because I already have a Pixel. The camera isn't as good as the Pixel. Why can't I click this? Are they not? Maybe they're not selling it anymore. But this is kind of everything the Pixel 2 XL should have been, including a headphone jack, and isn't.
Ooh, maybe I should buy that. Maybe I should send my handset back.
Yeah. Well, this is the big though. It's not. It's more Pixel 2 XL. It does have dual lenses. I think Google has done one thing Google should really get credit for. They have proven that they can do with a single lens many of the same things that dual lens cameras do. And I think it's actually a better camera than the iPhone.
A single lens and lots of processing power.
Yeah. Computational skill. Yeah. But the OnePlus 5T is Oxygen OS, which is a really pretty pure Android experience. I kind of regret now that I, and by the way, $550 instead of eight or $900.
What's that song? Regrets. I've had a few.
$500 for 6 gigs of RAM and 64 gigs storage, but they actually make an 8 gig of RAM version and 128 gig storage for $60 more, $559. Yeah. The charging's really fast. It charges from 0 to 100 in an hour.
Wow.
Jason Howell has it. I played it a little bit. I came very close to ordering it, and I thought, well, I can't really justify it. I just bought this $1,000 Google phone.
Yeah. You could send it back.
Yeah, I'm going to send the Pixel Buds back or get them fixed. They didn't. You're right, because it's one size fits all. If you don't like how it fits, you're not going to like it. It's kind of on top of the ear. You've got this big round thing.
Yeah. And my ears are really tiny.
Yeah, my wife has the same problem. She tried them. She says, I can't use them. They're too big. She can barely use the AirPods. I'm sorry, Jeff, what?
No, I was just saying the same thing. If they don't stick in the ear, they're going to fall out. Yeah, and I hate that feeling, and it's not going to work.
Well, again, like a spider, just perched there.
I'll tell you, I'm more disappointed than anything. I really want there to be a good competitive environment. You know, HTC's gone by the wayside. I think Sony, unfortunately, although they make kind of nice hardware, it's uninspiring, and I don't really see the big future for them. LG, maybe. OnePlus maybe, but really the king of Android has to have a reference design that is kind of top flight, and it's not, and it's very disappointing. I we need the competition.
Although if anyone wants to share some nice wireless headphones that will not break the bank, feel free to share them.
The AirPods the best right now, but it's not cheap. It's $160 or $150. Yeah, it's definitely the best that's out there.
But I can't use my AirPods with this, can I?
Yeah. Any Bluetooth.
I can?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They're just Bluetooth headphones. Really? you get more features if you use it with an iPhone, just as you get more features if you use the Pixel Buds with a Pixel 2. But it's
They also feel like they're falling out of the ear?
A little bit.
Yeah, I can't do that.
They go a little farther in the ear, but see, the one thing I did like about the Pixel Buds, they had that wire, so if they fall out, they're kind of there.
AirPods, like the
they're just loose. Yeah, I don't mind the wire. The AirPods are just flying free. Fly free, little AirPods.